Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Michael Salzman is our guest. He's a research director for Employment Policy Institute, VP of Berman & Company, and an expert in labor policy issues. Mike, let's talk about the minimum wage debate and behavior that's going on these days. Minimum wage currently, federally, is $7.25, right? An hour?
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
And so over the years, since it raised the last time, you know, there have been discussion about raising it to another dollar or two or something like that. But more recently, that number is 15. And that number has rung the bell in a few places across the country, hasn't it? $15.
It has. So, you know, the state of New York has approved a $15 minimum wage law, and so has the state of California.
And these are over, what, to get to that point, over a couple of years?
Yeah, you know, so it sort of depends on, in New York, it depends where you're at. You know, upstate New York, it's going to go to $12.50, and then in New York, it'll go to $15. In California, it'll go to $15 statewide by 2024. So it'll
right.
go in over the next 8 years.
So here's my question to the politicians who've done that. Where do they think the money is going to come from when they, by fiat, raise everyone's pay, which means they're taking it out of the company, putting it in the employees' pockets, which you know, obviously, it's not like employers are trying to hurt their employees, but what if the money isn't there, Mike? In a small business, and see, it'd be different if it just went up a dollar, but it's doubling. Where's the money going to come from?
I think for when the 15 push first started, I think everyone assumed, well, you know, it's happening in San Francisco, it's happening in Seattle. You got a bunch of rich clientele who are willing to pay much higher prices. And I think even in that case, it's a questionable proposition. But the real concern now is that when you move east in California away from the coast into the Central Valley and areas like that, you have communities there where the median wage isn't even $15 an hour. You have places like El Centro where half the town earns $13 an hour or less. So the answer to your question is the money's not going to come from anywhere because people there don't have it. In fact, people in El Centro, about 1 in 5 are unemployed, and that's adults. So they don't even have jobs. And so I think what we're going to see is the worst kind of new paradigm in the minimum wage debate, where it's no longer a question of do employers make changes at the margins, do they automate, do they reduce. It's not just going to be that anymore. It's going to be wholesale business closures that are happening
right.
in response
that's
to
right. They won't have a choice. See, this is what I predicted. When I talked about this in the last hour, and yesterday I talked about it, Mike, I predicted that this kind of an increase could have an absolute negative effect on the economy. What irritates me, Mike, is when people poll small business owners, as I have, about raising minimum wage a dollar or something like that, and my audience will have came back. I remember one of the times they came back, and I was a little surprised because they said, "So what? We don't care." Well, you know, you would think small business owners would care. Well, the truth is, they're already paying their people more than that. So that's the reason they said they don't care. But what irritates me is that now when small business owners say, "I don't mind if there's a minimum wage increase," that's not the same thing as saying, "I don't mind if it goes to $15 an hour." Two different things.
Very different things. And in fact, you know, just to give you an example of that, Portland, Maine last year went to a 10-10 minimum wage via the city council. And you actually had some small business owners in the city who came out in support of that policy. But when 15 was then proposed and voters were going to vote on 15 at the ballot box, some of those same small business owners then came out against it. And influentially so. The public up there, which sort of leans to the left, it's a more progressive
right. Sort of,
city.
You think?
Yeah, right. It's a more, yeah, so the public, though, voted against 15 at the ballot because they felt like, okay, we went to 10-10. These small business owners are not telling us we can handle 10-10, but we can't handle 15. I think those voices are influential. I think people really listen to that.
Well, I do too. And the thing that I don't hear anybody else talk about, when I hear talking heads talk about this on television, Mike, I don't hear anybody else talk about what I'm about to say. And that is that when you raise minimum wage, especially at the level we're talking about now, it doesn't just impact the person at the bottom. It ripples through the entire payroll structure. So if you have a person who goes to $12 an hour, say $10 an hour over the next year on the way to 15, what does the employer, Mike, say to an employee who just earned their way to $10 an hour? Well, that person's got a right to say, look, I used to be $3 above minimum wage, so I'm expecting you to raise me to $13 an hour. It ripples through the entire pay structure, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. In fact, Jim, there was a great article in the Wall Street Journal about it earlier this week.
Yep.
That is not just a hypothetical concern. It's
a real thing that is
playing out in real time, because you want to talk about something that's very personal to employees, whether you're earning $15 an hour or whether you're earning $150,000 a year,
right.
The differential between yourself and your colleagues and how much time you've been there is something that employees take really seriously.
That's exactly right. And folks, this is another union-focused job because many union contracts have the minimum wage as their base lever for all other wages. Don't ever forget the connection between unions and the minimum wage debate. Tim Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.